Welcome to the Elevate Your Brand podcast, where we help online coaches learn how to elevate their brand, become the experts in their industries so they can bring in more clients and create a life they want. I am your host, Chris Anderson. And if you want to make a difference in the lives of others, share this episode, go over to Apple Podcasts and follow us there to leave a positive rating and review. And together we can leave a bigger positive mark on the world. All right. Welcome back to the Elevate Your Brand show. I'm Chris Anderson. This is exciting. It's the first of many to come Friday, mini episodes. So these are just going to be short, to the point episodes that are going to give you some practical advice and guidance to elevate yourself and in turn elevate your brand. So today I want to talk about strengthening your mindset. So if you've listened to the past episodes this week, it's all been about Matt's journey in overcoming many obstacles to become successful. And Wednesday, I talked about overcoming obstacles and how we can do it better as entrepreneurs. And today, we're going to be talking about how to strengthen your mindset so you can meet those obstacles head on and overcome them. And there are five ways that we can strengthen our mindset today and continue to grow going forward. So the first one is practice gratitude. Now, just this doesn't have to be a long length of time, but practicing gratitude can just be a really quick time each day to reflect on things that you're grateful for, things that you're maybe otherwise put off the side and forget about. Now, this helps shift your focus away from negative thoughts and towards more positive things in your life. The second thing, set goals. Having specific, achievable goals can give you a sense of purpose and direction in life. Now, make sure you set both short-term and long-term goals and then break those down into smaller, more actionable items. So you might have heard of a rock, pebble, sand diagram of goal setting. So you want to break those down into more manageable tasks so you actually are productive. And doing so helps your mindset get those little wins and continue to strengthen itself through continuous, consistent behavior. The third now thing on the list is take care of your physical health, because your physical health is tied directly to your mental health. So the better you are in your physical health, the better your mindset's going to be as well. So eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, staying active, these are all things that you can do to help your physical health that also in turn helps your mental health as well. The fourth thing, practice mindfulness. Now, this isn't some woo-woo, froofy thing. It's just focusing on the present moment in life. And this can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions. And when we can become more aware of our thoughts and emotions and understand why we're having them or what they're trying to tell us, then we can better manage our negative thoughts and cultivate more positive mindsets, because we can take control of those thoughts and emotions before they control us. And the fifth and final thing to strengthen your mindset is seek support. It's okay to reach out for help when you need it. There's nothing wrong with that, whether it's through therapy, support groups, or even confiding in a close friend or family member. Getting support can help you strengthen your mindset, but it's important to remember you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. So make sure those people that you're confiding in or asking help for have, one, either done what you want to do, so you're seeking mentorship and guidance, or truly care about your success and want you to continue to grow and succeed and not hold you back. So just be aware that where your energy goes, success will flow or not flow. So just be careful on who you seek support from, but that's the fifth. And then remember, it takes time and effort to strengthen your mindset, but the benefits are worth it. With a strong mindset, you can, like I said, you can tackle obstacles head on, and you're better equipped to handle the challenges and setbacks that you're going to face along your entrepreneurial journey. So always keep working on it. It's never a finished product. I continue to work on mine daily, and I need a lot of work some days more than others. But these are just some five things that you can start implementing to your life to strengthen your mindset and improve that so you can elevate yourself and your brand. Until next time, we'll see you. And thanks so much for tuning into this episode today. If you found value at all from this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It just helps us get this show, these messages out in front of more people. And don't forget to share this with someone who you think could benefit from listening to as well.